This is your KUTX Soundcheck. London is planning a 40th celebration of the influence and significance of punk music to its culture with Punk London later this year. The event is supported by the Museum of London, the British Library, and even the Queen herself, and will include a sanctioning of a house formerly lived and recorded in by members of the Sex Pistols as a historic site. All of this to the chagrin of many who feel like the celebration marks an arbitrary anniversary being capitalized on by those who either came into the punk game after the genre was already popular or condemned it altogether in its heyday. Most notably, John Corey, the son of former Sex Pistols manager Malcolm McLaren, plans to burn his collection worth over £5 million of punk memorabilia in righteous protest on November 26th, marking the 40th anniversary of the Sex Pistols' debut single, Anarchy in the UK. John Lydon, formerly known as Johnny Rotten, has since spoken out quite poignantly against Corey, saying, "If you're going to destroy £5 million worth of anything, isn't it better to sell it and give it to charity?" End quote. Followed by some colorful language and opinions, while also adding that the only thing Punk London makes him nostalgic for is the continuing phenomenon that people don't get punk. John Barry, one of the founding members of the Beastie Boys, passed away this morning after a recent decline in mental health due to frontal lobe dementia. John Barry was part of the group as a four-piece and is credited with naming the group the Beastie Boys, but left the band after the release of their first EP, Pollywog Stew, being replaced by Adam Ad-Rock Horowitz. The Beastie Boys mentioned Barry's contributions in their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction speech in 2012. Barry was 52. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.